Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Dr. David Oyedepo, the presiding bishop of Winners Chapel International, to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppression of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet.
In the name of the Lord again for this privilege that you and I we have to stand in his presence. Appreciate him for his divine strength he has granted unto you even since the beginning of today. Father, we thank you and we appreciate you. Blessed be thy name for answers to all our prayers and for the divine strength. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Please let us have our seats in God's presence. I would like to appreciate God Almighty this evening for the privilege he has given me even to bring us this word tonight. And my prayer is that God, whom you have come to seek, he will visit you by his word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, once more we appreciate you and we commit ourselves into your hands at this time. As we'll be going through your word at this moment, open our eyes of understanding, even to see your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Cause us to hear your voice, even in the clearest tongue. And grant us the grace even to be doers of your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I commit myself into your hands. Have your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Praise God. We will be continuing in our series for the month of September, which has been captioned, Putting Up a Fight Against the Forces of Ungodliness. Putting up a fight against the forces of ungodliness. And that particular title tells us something. It tells us that we have a responsibility in the victory over ungodliness. We have a role to play. And it is my prayer that the wisdom, the strategy of God, even to remain ever victorious in that battle, it will grant unto us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I know we have been reminded since the first teaching that godliness guarantees the best of adventure here on earth and eternity in the hereafter. Therefore, it is worth whatever it takes. Praise God. And when you look at the book of Isaiah chapter 51 and from verse 1, Isaiah chapter 51 from verse 1, the Bible says, "Hearken to me, ye that seek after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence you are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence you are deep. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bear you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him." Praise God. Now, taking a close look at that scriptures, talking to us who are following after righteousness. You are a believer. You are going after righteousness. The Bible says, look at your model that I have. Thereafter, you're talking about Abraham. He also went after righteousness and he ended even a success. He ended a blessing. And that is where somebody is going to be ending in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also we need to be reminded that eternity is not in view with sin. From the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9, the Bible says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkard, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. May your name not be missing, even in the kingdom of God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. That means we need to watch ourselves as we are moving from day to day, that we are still standing even with God. Because when you are talking about righteousness, we are talking about godliness, you are actually talking about righteousness, you are talking about holiness. And like we have been told, it is talking about right standing with God. To ensure per time that am I still standing with God? Is God still pleased with me per time? Because the Bible says, if we have hope in God only in this on this earth, then we are of men most miserable. Praise God. May we never be of men of most miserable in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That means our salvation, our faith, our service unto God, going out to win souls, coming to church, coming doing prayers, giving to the poor, and to everything you may be doing pertaining to the kingdom. If it only ends on this earth, then such ones will be miserable. But that will not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that at the end of our sojourn here, we are going to have a place with God, and that shall be our portions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And like we have been told over and over again, when it talks about godliness or righteousness, it is not a destination. It is a continuous walk. Praise God. That is why we have been told that all of us, as we are talking about righteousness, it is a continuous pursuit after that right standing with God. We are not saying that, we are not trying to give people a room to say, after all, nobody is perfect, then I can be doing whatever I am. Remember, the Bible says, when God was talking to Abraham, says, walk before me and be perfect. That means it is possible for us to be perfect. But the only thing we need to understand is that every other righteousness, it has momentary duration. Praise God. That you can't say, I've attained righteousness at this moment, then I'm done, I'm graduated, then forever it will be like that. No. Because the devil is always looking for somebody to draw to himself, and he will not find you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So you can be perfect, you can be walking in perfection at this moment, but if you draw back, then every record is erased. But that shall not be your own portion or my own portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. So our righteousness is not like power bank. When you have there, you charge it, can carry it anywhere, it will work for some time. It's not like that in righteousness. Every moment you need to ensure that you are on point with God, that you are still standing. That is why the Bible says we should ensure and watch our salvation with fear and tremble. Praise God. The Lord will grant us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remember, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 24, it tells us that if a righteous man, if he decide to not to do righteousness again, he said at that moment, every of his record of righteousness is wiped away. And if he comes back to square zero, that shall not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we must watch and we must pray so that we can be standing with God and stand to eternity. But if you succeed to enter victoriously at the end of the day, everything you have done, it speaks for you in eternity and speak over your generation coming. And that shall be somebody's testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And that brings us back to our title, which says, putting up a fight against the forces of godliness. So we are not to be watching things happening the way they are happening. We have something to do, and we have grace and power even to make things happen. And that grace will work for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So today, specifically, we are going to be looking at walking in victory over sin. Walking in victory over sin. Praise God. Now, the first thing we need to know is that in the book of Exercises, chapter 9, verse 16, the Bible says, wisdom is better than strength. And in verse 18, it says, wisdom is better than weapons of war. So though we say it is warfare to walk victoriously in godliness, but you will know that it is not by power, it is not by might. It is more important for us to apply wisdom than anything else. We can say, therefore, for this warfare to be victorious in this warfare, we need wisdom than anything else. Praise God. That is why most people, they think, many people think, once you pray alone, it is important. That's all. But you need wisdom. That is why throughout this month, we are talking about this wisdom of God that we can engage as we are praying to ensure that we are standing. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing we need to know is this. So tonight we are going to be giving us some wisdom keys that we need to be aware of. Number one, we must be aware of the spirit of the world. Praise God. We must be aware of the spirit of the world. There is a spirit called the spirit of the world. It is the controlling spirit here on earth. For every natural man who is not under the influence of the Holy Spirit, that is what rules them. And that shall not be our own portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And when you say beware, it means one must be on guard. You must be on guard. You must be cautious. You must be wary about something. You must be alert. That is how a Christian must be walking. Part time. When you are going somewhere, you are dealing with somebody, you are acting, you'll be watching. What I'm doing, is it taking me out of Christ or is it taking me where I'm supposed to be? That should be questioning our heart part time. And the Lord will grant us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we need to be alert and to understand where we are on this earth. For example, there is something that happens when you go near a river bank. I don't know if you have experienced it before. If you are not aware that the river, even the place is swampy, and you get too close beyond where you are supposed to get, the next thing that happens is that the soil under that person craves and the person falls into the river and is gone. That shall not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That is how it is in this world. There are some things you get close into, you go to, you cross some boundary. Before you know it, the person is gone. That will not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That is why we need to apply wisdom and to understand where we are. Praise God. And what is that spirit of the world? What does it do? This is the spirit that is out there to take possession and control our mind. It is there. That's why you see some people, they are doing some things. Before you know it, they can't control themselves again. That spirit drives them. In my culture, they will say, that thing, it has worn that human being as a cloth. Praise God. You know, when you wear a cloth is an object. Human being, we wear cloth. But you find that some people, some habits, some spirits now make them cloth. It wears them. They become the emblem of such things. When you see them, you see that particular manifestation that is not of God. But that will not be our own portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12, the Bible says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us. So there is a spirit of God and there is a spirit of this world, but that shall not have its way in us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And how do somebody get trapped into this spirit? The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12, it says, First John chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So by the time you gauge yourself, how much of the things of this world that you can forgo the things of God's world because of that. That can tell you whether you are going beyond your boundary or you are still standing within boundary of God. Lord, we grant us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In verse 16 of that same 1 John chapter 2, it says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. So anytime we are seeing such manifestation around us or anybody, we need to take cover. We need to be cautious and do away with it. And the Lord will grant us that wisdom to do that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we can know the level of our love for God by the level of our love for the things of this world. If something of this world still moves us like that, then we need to apply wisdom. The Lord will grant us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Two, we must be aware of end time satanic traps. There are traps. Traps are things that are put in place, concealed, that looks like it's harmless. But when you get close to it or get on it, the person is caged. Praise God. And what are those traps? The traps, they are the things that the enemy used to immobilize, to cage,
and to restrict and to block and take us out of destiny. But that will not be our own portion in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self." That's trap number one. If you can see that you love yourself alone so much, then you know that the person is walking into trap. Because the Bible says, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." Whatever makes you to love yourself above every other person and care for yourself alone, it is a satanic trap to take us out of godliness. Because somebody who loves himself alone, he can do anything to outsmart people, whether to kill, whether to cheat. And as you are doing that, the person already walking in ungodliness. That shall not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It says, "They shall be covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accuser, incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are good." When the last part, it says, "despiser of things that are good." You see, some people, it is things that are not good they like. Like, for example, somebody watching pornography. Somebody may say it's not there in the scriptures. But you have a kind of passion for people who are doing something that is wrong. Then you're already part of them according to the scripture. And the judgment that is meant for them will be for such person. But that shall not be our own portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Then the next one is, we must purpose in our heart, like Daniel, not to defile ourselves. Remember that story in the book of Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. When Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portions of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. The food, the dainties they were eating may not be a sin as it were, but it can lead into sin. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we all know this story. After he proposed himself, God filled him up with wisdom to the extent that he was president above all the 120 governors in the city. That shall be somebody's testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, we need to understand that in our battle over ungodliness, there is a place of our determination. Don't let us deceive ourselves and say, it is just the work of the Holy Ghost. I think I'm weak in this area. There is a place of ourselves being determined. How do I know? When you look at the testimony of that young ruler that came to meet Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 19 from verse 16 to 22, he came to Jesus, he was asking, "How can I have eternal life?" Jesus was telling him, he said, he was busy counting all the laws. The man was surprised, said, "What else?" He said, "All these ones I've been doing it from my youth. I've kept all this law you are talking about." Even as an unbeliever without Holy Ghost, he was able to fulfill God's law. Praise God. In the energy of the flesh. How much more we Christians? That means we also need to make up our mind on some issues before the help of the Holy Ghost can be functional in our life. If you are not determined about some situations and you still continue like, "Okay, I'm weak, I can't do anything about it," then there is nothing God can do for us. Praise God. The Lord will grant us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Also, next, we must engage the power of faith for our desired victory. Praise God. Now that we are talking about sin and its even cause and what it and even the effect in man, we are not saying it to instill fear to make us feel like we are incapable. That is why we are talking about this aspect also. You should understand the provisions that God has made for you and me. Anybody, at this time, when you look at the book of 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." That includes sin. So our faith is enough even to conquer sin if we will put it to work. Praise God. And in the book of Romans chapter 6 and verse 14, the Bible says, "For sin shall no longer have dominion over you, for you are not under the law anymore, but under grace." So in other words, anyone that is still struggling under sin, then if one is a believer and is still and the sin is still ruling the person, then it is because we have permitted it. Because the faith, God has told us that our faith is enough to overcome it. And we all need to put it to work. That is why when you see some things around our life, We should not be saying like, where is my weakness? I'm weak in the area. It is time for you to pick up the shield of faith and all your weapons of faith and use it against it, and you conquer the sin. Praise God. It's just like as we are seated there now, if a bird was flying around and just flying and perches on you, you will not be crying and say, hey, this, because you know you have power over that bird. You can even kill it. Praise God. The same thing, when you see sin, you'll be on, you have understanding that you have power over it. The next thing is that you take that power against it, whether by praying, whether by applying the word of God, whether by using the mystery of the kingdom. And as you do that with your determination, and God can see the sincerity in your heart, the Holy Spirit will come through for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. In other words, we are not to excuse sin. We are to deal with it with faith. With the mindset that I have power over this. Jesus Christ has paid the price. I am no longer under you. And the Lord will grant you that victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And lastly, we must understand that lastly, we must engage the power of vows like Job. In the book of Job chapter 31 and verse 1, the Bible says, I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think upon a man? For what portion of God is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This was a man who was sold out to God. He was so determined to please God to the extent that he placed himself under a oath. Many have applied this wisdom and it has worked for them. And if you have an area where you are being challenged, I remember I had a story like this. I had a testimony like this, one of our pastor then. He used to say this, whether it is lying, it's yours, or whether it is fornication, you can talk to God with a sincerity of that Father, I want these things to stop in my life. And the next time I do this, Lord, this is what I want this to happen to me. By the time you say that and you are conscious of God, it helps you to put you in place. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that as you put this wisdom to work, it shall even deliver even the right result for us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Where we are, I want us to rise up this evening and to speak unto the Lord, even for his word that we have had one small time, and talk to him that the Lord will grant us the grace even to be doer of his word. Father, we give you the praise. Blessed be thy name forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Praise God. Let us put our hands together as we welcome God's servant.
No doubt you have been empowered for all-round victory, exploit, and unquestionable dominion over all life challenges. The end has come to all struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimonies with us by calling us on 031-301-6266 or 074-575-9240. You can equally send us an email to wmadurban@yahoo.com. Best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at in Durban. Our services hold on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. for English and Zulu interpreted services, and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. God bless you.